It's just 7 o'clock, so let's start our meeting. Welcome to our regular scheduled village board meeting. It's Monday, July 11th at 7 o'clock.
Trustee Bachner. Trustee Gillis. Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Brennan.
Here.
Trustee Johnson.
Here.
Trustee O'Connell.
Here.
President Adusi.
Here. Okay, with that, I'd like everyone to stand to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we have a couple of citizens' comments. The township, Air Force Township, and then we've got Terry first. So Terry, do you want to? I know you want to speak. You want to come to the podium and speak now, because we don't have anything on the agenda that is going to, I think, address your topic. Or tell us.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Terry Griffin, the president of the William Place Condominium. We're located at 435 William Street here in River Forest. Lately, we've been conducting a petition on an issue that is very old. The CTA's water tower and adjacent shed on the west end of the Green Line have been deteriorating over a period of more than 20 years. William Place Condominium Association has brought this unsightly nuisance to the attention of the River Forest Village Board, the Forest Park Village Board, the local press, the Chicago Tribune, the Chicago Sun-Times, and our state representative and speaker, Emmanuel Chris Welch, and also the CTA on numerous occasions since 2009 without any relief. These rusty, deteriorated CTA structures have an adverse impact on our property and are a blight to the community at large. I think we all have a common interest in having them removed. Just a little history, in case you don't know the water tower. The water tower was constructed in 1967. In 2009, Rick Gillis, who was then Traffic and Safety Commissioner of River Forest, tried without success to have the tower and shed removed. In 2012, Steve Glicky, then Director of Public Health and Safety in Forest Park, stated that the water tower's pipe was broken in 2011. He is also quoted as stating that the tower was probably not compliant with contemporary codes, but we can't force the CTA to do anything. The CTA has a room full of lawyers, and we have one. In 2013, Eric Palm, who was then River Forest Administrator, contacted the CTA's government affairs team and said he was met with deaf ears. In 2015, a CTA spokesperson said the project has been in the planning stage and CTA officials preferred to tear it down over a repaint job. However, the final decisions on the project will not be made until the project is funded. The time frame is to be determined. That was in 2015. This is 2022. We know that the state has allocated funds for traffic and safety programs, roads and bridges, infrastructure. We know the CTA has money to spend and a fund to spend. This is a priority that should be looked into. If it's not for the CTA, I'm hoping that our petitioners will at least help get it done. We put up a petition in our building and we have 45 signatures, which I would like to present to the village board. Any questions?
We'll take the petitions. And first of all, I want to say thank you, Terry. You and I have talked many times via email and then in person. And this is probably the craziest issue that we've been dealing with, because it's clear to all everyone you talk to that the tower isn't usable, it doesn't serve a purpose, and it might even be a safety issue, right, as Steve Glinky said. So, but, you know, everyone we talk to just seems to say that's not on a priority of the CTA budget. So I did talk to Rory Hoskins, the mayor of Forest Park, just as I was coming in today, and we are going to meet to strategize on how we could talk with the key CTA personnel. I also just talked to Brian a little bit. We will pen a letter to Speaker Walsh on our behalf, along with Mayor Hoskins, to indicate just how important this tower needs to be addressed. And we're going to try to make all the efforts we can. I mean, as you know, it's not on our property.
Right.
It's not our water tower.
Right.
And if it was, believe me, it would come down.
I know you would. I know.
So, but I can only do what we
so
can.
Much.
So I'm publicly stating what my intentions are,
yeah,
so that you know, and it's on record that's my intention.
And recently I've been working with someone in Speaker Welch's office.
Okay.
Her name is Dee. She goes by D-D-I. Dee really has no resources at all.
No.
I was giving her hints.
Yeah.
She even went to Danny Davis's office, and they said, we don't know anything about that.
Well, we have also have a connection, well, with Danny Davis' office. So that's another one we
Yeah, she tried IDOT, and of course IDOT is not even the appropriate agency.
No, it's CTA.
It's definitely, or RTA.
Or RTA.
Yeah.
I'd agree
with
that. We'll, and that's a good point. We should also send one to the RTA. So
yeah.
Danny Davis, Speaker Welch, RTA, CTA.
Okay,
we'll, and yes, and we'll take that. If you could hand it to Matt, that would be great. Thank you, Terry. As you know, we'll like to see it down. So, thank you for the petition. We'll help, because we'll attach the petition to the letter. Okay, very good. So next up, we got Carla. Do you want to speak? And then Megan. And then, okay, very good. Thanks. Yeah, sure.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity to speak in public comment regarding the Youth Engagement Program, which is a program of Oak Park and River Forest Township Youth Services. We are here to present the repositioned Youth Engagement Program, which was formerly known as the Youth Interventionist Program, for those of you who have been around a while. And with me this evening are Megan Trapicano, Director of Township Youth Services, and Jonathan Brown, Youth Engagement Program Manager, and they will both say a couple words when I'm done. And Megan and Jonathan serve both River Forest and Oak Park. So the Youth Interventionist Program was started 27 years ago, believe it or not, to address the growing issue of gangs, drugs, and violence at that time in our communities. The Youth Engagement Program looks quite different today, as its focus has shifted to mentoring and addressing mental health issues as a priority. The Youth Engagement Program is unique in the collaborative support which it receives across our two communities to address the needs of our youth, whether they are in our parks, our schools, our libraries, or on the street. Nine taxing bodies in River Forest and Oak Park have just renewed their two-year support this spring, for which we are grateful. While village leadership is not in favor of financially supporting the Youth Engagement Program at this time, we strongly believe that U.S. trustees should know firsthand about this program and how it works. Our youth are experiencing difficulties in the COVID and post-COVID world, and more River Forest youth are participating in the Youth Engagement Program than ever before. It's now up to one-third of total clients. One downside of not having village partnership is the inability of program staff and River Forest Police to work together as effectively as they would like. So just something to think about going forward. But thank you very much for your attention this evening. And now I will introduce and turn it over to Megan.
Good Good evening, everyone. I'm Megan Traficano, and I'm the director for Oak Park and River Forest Township Youth Services. Thank you for having me here. So I took over as director of the Township Youth Services in 2019, right before the pandemic hit. And I took over for somebody who was here for 24 years. So the program kind of stayed the same for those 24 years. One of the first things I did was a needs assessment. I went to all the taxing bodies and the staff that were working with the youth, and I also went to the kids themselves. And they were telling me that gang intervention just wasn't it, that they were struggling with mental health. They were struggling with anxiety and depression and crisis and trauma. A few short months later, the COVID pandemic hit and their whole worlds were changed. Since then, I hired Jonathan Brown as our Youth Engagement Program Manager, and Jonathan and I put our heads together as we reentered the world and decided it was time for a major shift of the program. Again, we went to our partners and to the kids and came up with the term engagement as it more encompassed what we were trying to do and the needs we were trying to address. I'm going to let Jonathan kind of talk more about what the program services are now, since he is the expert. But I wanted to kind of give you guys a quick glance of our past fiscal year. So the township fiscal year runs from April 1st to March 31st. So this data is April 1st, 2021 to March 31st, 2022. During that time, we serviced 80 individual youths. That was up from 64 we had done the year before and 54 from the previous year. Our numbers are continuing to climb. Of those youth, of those 80 youth, 18 were River Forest residents. That is 22%. Normally the split is 80-20 between Oak Park and River Forest. We also received 54 referrals of youth clients. Of those referrals, we had 14 from District 90 and one who attended OPRF. 15 of the total referrals were River Forest residents. That's 27% of our referrals. 9 of those referrals were for anxiety and depression, 4 of those referrals for crisis and trauma, and 2 were for behavior issues. Now those 2 that were behavior issues were young elementary students, which is very common at that age. Just knowing this data, we presented to the other taxing bodies in River Forest. So we wanted to make sure that you were aware of what was going on with youth in your communities as well. As Carla noted, which Jonathan will speak more to, we do work closely with Officer Ben Ransom, and I cannot tell you what a pleasure it has been. He has been a great partner in our support, but unfortunately, due to confidentiality issues, sometimes we are unable to share information with him. So being part of this program would really help us that flow of communication more. I'm going to turn over to Jonathan now, but thank you so much for your time.
So, good evening, everyone. My name is Jonathan Brown. I am the Youth Engagement Program Manager. I have been with Oak Park and River Forest Township Youth Services since November 2021. At the time of me coming in, I have increased the River Forest participation in our youth over 30%. As Megan stated, in the last year, we serviced 18 unique clients here in River Forest community. At this current moment, the Youth Engagement Program is servicing 13 clients within the River Forest communities, ranging from Willard Elementary, Roosevelt, as well as OPRF. We have students at all three schools that come from here. The reason why I'm asking to speak today is to kind of give you guys some knowledge about the Youth Engagement Program. Megan, as Carla have already stated, we decided to make this a three-tier program, meaning mental health, as they've already explained, with the COVID, but then also mentoring. We have a lot of youth who are just, as adults, social skills, we're trying to relearn them in COVID. And so we decided to create a 12-week intensive program, very short-term, but able to give them, you know, decision-making skills, interpersonal skills, and whatever skills that they need. What I have learned in my 9 months of being in here is River Forest is a very small community, and everyone knows each other. So the youth that I personally service have had some issues with law enforcement, and as she stated, we weren't able to talk with Officer Ransom as much as I would have liked to, but luckily he knew in such a small community that I was working with this youth and was able to kind of help me guide this youth into the right direction. The Youth Engagement Program also has a community outreach focus now, which is our third tier. That community outreach, focuses not only on us making sure that our youth are safe from bullying and cyberbullying by teaching, going into the communities, by making sure that they are aware of these things, but also actually training staff members and within the River Forest community, whether it's in the schools, park districts. Of course, this is not you guys' tax and body part, but it is something that we have been doing. We just recently trained the River Forest Park District on how to work with youth for the summer. Again, as COVID has hit, this is the first summer that we are currently, I guess, having some type of level of normalcy. And so us being able to go in and help those youth help those staff understand that those youth are going to come with some complexities and just being able to kind of work with them. So again, the YEP program, the reason why we changed it was for this reason of equity. So that's one of the big reasons we changed it. And I'll give you guys a personal experience from, this had nothing to do with River Forest, but more so Oak Park. There was a youth who attempted suicide. And so when they did this, I went to them and said, hey, I'm here to help. You know, is this one of my youth? And they responded to me and said, oh, that's not one of your youth. And the reason they said that is because this youth was not a black boy, if I'm very frank and honest. And so the reason why we went back to the table to change this is to make this inclusion, equity, diversity, and let them know that we're here to service any youth that's in River Forest or Oak Park Township. And so that's why we opened it up to mentoring, mental health, and community outreach.
Yeah, thank you, Carla and Megan and Joseph. I mean, we applaud you for the good work that you do. So thanks for sharing that with us, and we encourage you to continue to do it. In fact, you know, Commander Greenwood is here, and I know that they put a list of all the services they do work with you on, and it's pretty significant, if I'm correct, right, Commander? And as far as Officer Ransom, you can always work with Officer Ransom, so I'm sure, Jim, you can, there's no reason why they can't work with our officer. So if there's something wrong with that, we'll fix that for sure, because we want our officers to certainly be engaged. So we applaud you. I mean, we know that this is an issue on the rise for a variety of reasons. I mean, COVID, like you said, didn't help us. And as a former Thrive board member, I'm very intimately aware of the mental health issues that surround our community. And I support all the efforts that all of us do across the board. So I appreciate and applaud you guys. Thank you. Okay. With that, we'll go on with the citizens, elected official comments and announcements. And we'll start with you, Rez.
Good evening, everyone. And I have nothing to say today.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's always good.
The only thing I wanted to say to do was to acknowledge the pain and anguish coming from the killings at the July 4th parade in Highland Park. And, all of these mass shootings are horrific. This one came very close to our own parade, where most of the people in this room were there. Also is geographically close, so... it caused some people to ask me questions about what River Forest's policy is on assault weapons, and I didn't know. So I did a little bit of online searching and found that as far as I could see, Cook County has an assault weapon ban, and of course River Forest is in Cook County. So I'm assuming that covers River Forest. And then I also saw there's other communities who are also in Cook County, like we are, who have enacted their own assault weapon bans. And I'm not really sure how that patchwork works, but I thought I would sort of air it and ask, since the question was asked of me.
Yeah, I think it's a good question, and we have dealt with the question certainly before because of mass shootings, but I'll let Greg take it as from a legal point of view. But
thank you. Trustee Brennan, you're correct that being in Cook County, the village is covered by the Cook County assault weapons ban, and the police department is aware that they are able to coordinate with the county sheriff's office on enforcement of the county ordinance. It's primary obligation to enforce it. but the police department can liaise with them when necessary to enforce that ban. In Illinois, communities had a 10-day window some years ago to enact an assault weapons ban because the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals had struck down legislation, and the state legislature gave a very small window for those bans to be put in place. Some communities chose to, some deferred to state or federal action on it. I don't believe that River Forest adopted a ban during that.
We discussed it.
Yeah, it was discussed in the room, but ultimately it not adopted. Instead, the Cook County ordinance remains available to the village through coordination with
now,
the
is
sheriff's
that possible,
office.
Now that the 10-day is, I mean, is there any possibility of
The state legislature controls that
right.
window. So if they were to reopen the window and make it an issue of local control, then you could potentially enact your own, or they could enact a statewide assault weapons ban if they chose.
Okay. And IML, we're working to see if we could get the state, one of the initiatives that we're leaders, is to see if we can reopen that window.
And I believe, Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, Highland Park actually did enact that ban.
Oh, they were the number one.
Yes.
Highland Park defended their ordinance through the court system.
And so my understanding is that the alleged perpetrator on the July 4th killings lived not in Highland Park but in Highwood, and Highwood did not have an assault weapon ban. And, so does Lake County, where both of those municipalities sit, have a ban?
I'm not aware. I'm not aware if there's a county.
Because what
on
concerns
that.
Me is, like, Oak Park has a ban. We don't. I don't want to be Highwood.
Right.
I don't want someone to be able to register in an assault weapon in a River Forest address. And I'm not clear whether they can or not.
Right. Well, you keep in mind that Oak Park and River Forest are both in Cook County.
Exactly.
Covered under that umbrella to the extent
right.
that, people comply with the ordinance, of course, Highwood had a ban, yet the individual still brought the weapon into that.
And what I don't know is if, Highwood and Highland Park both being in Lake County, if Lake County had a ban, but it just wasn't being enforced.
I'm not aware.
Can we look into that?
Mm-hmm. I don't have any comments. I do support what Trustee Brennan was saying. I would additionally add that, as we're always looking to inform our residents, perhaps in light of this event, we can assist in maybe reposting or in our newsletters what are things that you can do when you're faced with this event or any type of possible training or anything that a resident would need to know should an event like this happen. If there's anything that we would have that we could pass on to the residents, I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Ken. I mean, we are always looking for some great ideas. So that's, we post all the time about if you see something, need something. We all know that there was a lot going on. That we do ask our residents to please alert our 911. Anywhere, but yes, we need to alert our residents what.
I just along with I have a colleague who lives in Highland Park and was explaining of not being able to do anything was family were safe, but our hearts are out to the people. And yesterday in the Tribune, there was an article related to the collection of property taxes, and I kind of knew what the answer to my question was going to be, but I gave Rosie a call today, and I just said, is this going to impact us in any way? And so, if Rosie could have a minute and just kind of give us a
sure.
quick little state of the union. But I think, as you can all imagine, it's all good, and I just want to, just that everybody
Thank
understands.
Thank you for bringing that up. Yep.
So,
Rosie, you want to?
Thanks, Rosie.
Got a new bat?
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
Do all the heavy lifting. Just to ease everybody's minds, you know, I talked to Bob today. We have a healthy reserve in Illinois funds, earning a decent percentage at this point. And also, we ladder our investments for those purposes to make sure that we monitor. And if we do need cash flow, if we run into a cash flow issue, we have investments coming due each month. So at this point, I see no problems, but I monitor it every month as I do investments and recalculate.
Sure. And by the way, we do want to recognize, I don't have it up in front of me, Rosie.
That's right. We were recognized.
We were recognized by
GFOA for the distinguished staffer or ACFR.
So that's big. Yeah, that's a big thing. So we're going to put a nice plaque together and give a nice presentation at our next meeting. So make sure you're here, because we really appreciate all you and your team's effort. And, you know, it's important that we balance our budget year after year and manage, like you said, the ebbs and flows of cash that comes in, comes out. So we really appreciate all your and Kiki's and the rest of the team's effort in what you do to keep us healthy. Okay.
Our 14th year?
Yeah, right. A big year. Thanks, Rosie. Okay, so I don't have much other than to echo what my colleague said in terms of the tragedy that happened in Highland Park, but I also want to acknowledge the killings that are across everywhere, actually, Chicago and other suburbs that we've seen across July 4th. And although Katie is right, this was a mass shooting, which makes it, you know, even worse, because there's, you know, 80 rounds of bullets. The fact that we even saw any killings across any city is a tragedy. So my prayers are out for all the families that were murdered over the holiday, and I hope we have some good gun legislation coming out of the state. I'm pretty convinced that I think between the governor and the leaders, they're going to take away some of the loopholes that I think are in there in terms of the FOIA card, the red flag and things that the police department and others look at, or the state police. So I'm hoping that they really dig into what the real, some of the root issues are when someone can legally get a gun, and in addition to outlawing machine guns, you don't need them. But in addition to that, we should make it really hard to own a gun if there's other red flags. We'll see where that goes. That's all I have. So we'll move on to the consent agenda. So if I can ask a motion to approve the consent agenda A through G.
I'd like to make a motion to approve a consent agenda items A through G.
Second.
Thank you. If I can ask the clerk to please read the consent agenda and then take the vote.
Consent Agenda A, Village Board of Trustee Meeting Minutes, June 27th, 2022. B, Approval of Microsoft Office 365 License Purchase Agreement with Dell Technologies, $50,229. C, Authorization of a Sale by Auction of a Surplus Village-Owned Vehicle, 2017 Ford Explorer Police Patrol Vehicle Ordinance. D, Amendment to Section 7-1-8. Dot E of the Village Code regarding ambulance fees ordinance. E, monthly department reports. F, accounts payable June 2022, $1,597,042.20. G, village administrator's report. Brennan? Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Vasquez?
Yes.
Okay, that passes. Very good, thank you. So we have no consent items for separate consideration, no recommendations from the boards and commissions. So I have before you my appointments to the DEI committee. There are three of them. Hopefully we can get a motion to
combine
them. Okay. And then we can go through.
Sure. Well, I'll move to concur the appointment of the village president of Deanna Plawick, Whitney Simon, and Olivia Denton Koopman to the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Advisory Group.
Second.
Yeah, these I got a chance to talk to all three of them. I know how we want to fill our DEI committee, so I wanted to get on this. I will have, just a side note, all the other reappointments and appointments that are due. I do talk to each one of them, so I spend a lot of time and I'm getting through them. So I didn't want to just take them individually as I talked with them, but I knew this was kind of important to your committee, and I wanted to make sure. So these are great, and they're really excited to be on.
Forward to having them.
Yeah, I highly recommend. Well.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I hope that Matt and Elijah, if you don't mind connecting with them, and I did let them know that someone would call after their appointment, just to make sure they got the details of the meetings and keep them up to speed, get them up to speed. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to adjourn our regular and go into executive session. So if I can get a motion to do that.
Second.
Yeah, I didn't even take a breath.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
No, yeah. We're trying to be efficient.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good.
Thank you.
So much.
All right, thank you.